every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMCMAHAFNA.
DOA.
Yeah, hopefully. we don't speak for any of those guys. As a matter of fact,
we don't speak that well for ourselves,
as evidenced by what's coming up.
Or by the last show, for that matter.
Yeah, either way. I'm shocked.
I'm awed.
I'm annoyed.
Sweet. We're like the U.S. frickin' Air Force. We're bringing the shock and awe of recovery to you. Awesome.
And annoying the crap out of Shelley.
There you go.
Yeah, like, not just me, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know.
Everybody else loves us.
Yeah. No, they do. We get fan mail. Well, right. Shelley gets fan mail.
I had almost no ego when I started this show. Now look at me.
Yeah, we can barely get you through the door.
You're the humblest guy I know.
Thank you. I always thought you were the humblest guy I knew.
You know, I am the humblest guy you know.
I know.
I'm so humble. I know.
I'm so great how humble you are.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Knock it off.
I've got the humble trophy.
I made the humble trophy.
Yes.
There you
okay.
go.
What?
Enough.
She's really
welcome
nervous.
To
She's
Recovery
really
101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark the Solution.
Shelley the Annoyed One. We got Mark the Solution and Shelley the Annoyed One. I don't mean the anointed one. I mean the annoyed one. Sweet.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Mark. It's time for a commercial break. Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene. But what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help by calling Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialists at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it's too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Dig them.
Awesome! Dig Diversified Intervention Group. We got them sitting right here.
We do.
Yeah, they're waiting in the wings in case they need to do an intervention on Shelley. They're just sitting there right off. We've got them here on 24-hour call. Just in case
I get so annoyed I go out?
Yeah.
I think we should bring a wet one to the studio tonight just to play with them.
That'd be awesome. Do it live.
That would be fun.
Do it live.
Live intervention?
I know some people. We could just wait till they go out.
They'd have to be really wet, though.
We could just run up the street. We could find like 6 or 7, bring them right back.
Yeah.
That's true.
We can just go to a dance over at the club and pull a couple out.
Yeah.
That'd probably do it. Awesome. You know what time it is? I caught Shelley off guard.
Pfizer Pharmaceuticals has announced the purchase of King Pharmaceuticals, which will help get new abuse-resistant painkillers, versions of painkillers, on the market faster.
These are
to
resist abuse?
Yes, they're taking... Yep. In fact, they've already released a version of morphine that when it's crushed or has liquid added or any of the things that addicts do to it to make it work better,
yeah,
it doesn't work so good because it's got naltrexone added to it.
Yeah, but I like the fact that they say
abuse... use more.
I like that they say abuse resistant.
Resistant.
That's like saying fire resistant. It you still know, catches on fire.
Cocaine's abuse resistance if you don't have a straw.
Yeah.
But you still find a way to get loaded.
Yeah. It's abuse resistant, just like fire resistant.
Alcohol has
not fire.
Alcohol is abuse resistant if you can't open the cap.
So break the top off the bottle.
Well,
a bottle of wine without a corkscrew is alcoholic resistant.
Is a broken bottle in
That's
my book.
That's it.
Well, they're coming out with a version of OxyContin soon that is abuse resistant. You can't, if you do any of the things that addicts do to it, it becomes less effective and it won't get you high.
You know what's really sad about this? That we're really interested in this story.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's abuse resistant. And, okay, so if you crush it up, it doesn't work as good. Okay, what happens if you take five of them instead of one of them? Because that's what I would do. You don't get five times the active ingredient?
Well, it would have a bearing on addicts and alcoholics because then there would be versions of painkillers that would be as effective for us but wouldn't necessarily lead us down the path of getting loaded, not necessarily, depending on how they're used.
But I'm already addicted.
Well, it's kind of like those drugs that say, oh, if you take this, you know, it's going to cut your cravings.
If I take two, it'll get rid of them completely.
Yeah. Can I snort that?
Yeah.
Can I slam that?
They're trying, okay? They're trying.
Sweet.
You got to give them credit for that.
You know what? I got to tell you, okay. Dude, you know what the scary thing about that is?
Huh.
It's resistant to addiction. Makes addicts want to do it. Because you mean I could do that with impunity? It's resistant to addiction. So would I actually be going out?
Yes, if you didn't take it as it was directed.
Damn.
If you take anything as it's not directed, then you're in danger.
Yeah. If you take it as directed, it's called following directions.
You know what?
What?
I was reading a thing the other day. One of my buddies was drinking one of those monster drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on it, don't have more than two servings in a day. And the can was one of those monster cans. And the can says it's three servings. And I'm like, so it's a can that you open up. You can't reseal it or anything. It says don't have more than two servings in a day. But the can has three servings in it.
And that was his second can.
And it was his second can. I'm like, so you've had six servings.
Oops.
Sweet. What else we got?
Well, we have 35 people arrested.
Today?
37, no, last week.
Okay.
35 arrested, 37 were treated by paramedics. Of those, 16 were hospitalized, and most of these things were drug-related at the 13th annual Monster Massive Electronic Music Rave in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, of course.
Now,
how many people of it were ecstasy?
Interesting, probably all of them. Interestingly, MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Narcotics Anonymous both had booths inside the event.
Nice.
It was for 18 and older only.
I like the way that NA was working for them there.
Now, what I think is that only 35 arrested out of a crowd of 16,000 and none of them were violent arrests. They did a great job.
That's pretty good. 16,000?
Yeah.
Much better than the last one they had.
Yeah, much better because somebody died at the last one. But you're talking about a bunch of teenagers all hopped up in ecstasy, and there were only 35 arrests. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, clearly.
Either that or they just ignored most of what went on.
Well, the cops were out in force, so. I think
it's another feather in the cap of ecstasy.
Nice.
Yeah. Look how good that works.
I'm stunned into silence.
I'm shocked.
I'm odd.
I'm annoyed.
There you go.
Now what?
This next story falls under the WTF file.
Nice. Is it? It's not from the right state, is it?
No.
Damn.
Actor Randy Quaid and his wife Evie.
Oh, this is awesome.
That'd be great.
This
are seeking
awesome.
Asylum in Canada after failing to appear in Los Angeles court on charges that they were squatting in a guest house on a property they previously owned. It gets better.
Yeah.
They told a Canadian adjudicator that they were afraid if they went back to the U.S.
That's a judge for all you in your first 90 days.
Yes. that they would they were afraid that if they went back to the U.S. that they would be murdered like their friends David Carradine and Heath Ledger.
David Carradine died of autoerotic asphyxiation, didn't he?
And Heath Ledger died of a drug overdose.
Well, yeah, but now listen to this, because this is what I think is really funny about this. Randy Quaid is getting more and more like the character he played in Christmas Vacation.
He is.
I swear to God. He's squatting in a house. He's claiming people are trying to kill him. I mean, it's like, hey, Clark, get yourself something nice, too.
I don't know why they called this a hamburger helper.
Shitter.
It's good all by itself.
Yeah, cleaning out the shitter. I mean, I swear. And if you saw his picture, you'd be like, dude.
Randy's getting a little rough looking around
oh,
the edges.
Oh, yeah. Man.
The edges are getting a little wilted.
Like a dead rose. I don't think he's going to be making any more movies anytime soon.
That's
Unless
for
maybe,
sure.
What's his name? Danny Trejo might have him in on one.
Oh.
Did you see Machete?
I haven't watched it yet.
That is the fact that Robert De Niro is in that movie is shocking to me.
And awing to me.
And annoying to me.
It's if you haven't seen it,
yeah.
It's somewhat entertaining, but it's, and I love Danny Trejo because he's in the program, but wow. And there's a lot of stars in that movie, and it's, I don't know.
Shelley, save us here.
Oh, are we on to the next story now?
Sure. Why not?
A group of high school football referees in Washington State may be banned from working playoffs because they used pink whistles to referee a series of games last week.
Are you serious?
I'm
During
serious.
During Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
Yeah,
now, for Breast
they,
Cancer Awareness
They also,
month,
by the way, donated their paychecks.
Yes, they did. The entire group of referees donated their paychecks to the Susan G. Komen Foundation because one of the refs had his sister die of breast cancer, so they all banded together to do this.
Okay, so who is saying that they're...
I'm getting to that part.
Okay.
So they decided also to use pink whistles in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, the rules state that they're supposed to have a certain uniform, and black whistles are part of that uniform.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So the head of the Referee Association, T. Stordahl, is claiming that he's going to have to ban them from working the playoffs because they use pink whistles.
Okay, personal message to T. Stordahl. Get your head
out of your ass.
Oh, now I can go I'm going one farther here because I was so ticked off at this story because, first of all, Stordahl says that the refs are sending the wrong message to kids that they can just break the rules and not have any consequences.
That's stupid.
You know what? There are rules and then there are rules that are made to be broken. You know, and first of all, the referees organization is claiming that they're not even sure that the black whistles are, that there's no prohibition against using a different color.
Well, here's what I was going to say exactly to that point. Like, how would you... I as a regular person would have never even guessed that the whistle had to specifically be black because I would have thought most whistles were silver anyway.
I would see the pink whistles and think, hey, look, they're doing something for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, did the color of the whistle change their calls or anything like that? I mean,
clearly it
did. Or the lingerie bowl.
The what?
The lingerie bowl. You never saw the lingerie bowl? At the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Lingerie bowl.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, I'm so ticked off about this.
How ticked are you?
I am so ticked off that I would like any of our listeners.
Take him out back to the woodshed.
Any of our listeners that would like to look this up on Yahoo News and get the story in its entirety are certainly welcome to. But you can also email and write this down, TSTORDAHL@WOA-officials.com, and let Mr. Stordahl know exactly how you feel.
If you didn't get that the first time, just rewind the tape about 18 seconds.
Yes.
So there.
Awesome.
I've done my good deed for the day.
Go get him. You should put that up on Facebook, too.
Oh, there are tons of comments. What a lot of people are saying is that they're hoping that the other refs that are in the organization will refuse to ref those games.
Oh, so sure, take it out on the kids.
So that there won't be any refs left to do the games if they ban those refs.
And then what happens to the kids?
You know, if I was a football player in that group, I would say, I'm not playing.
Kids just want to play. Let them play. Let them play.
Because the kids probably got the exact right message from the refs doing that.
No, they just learned they could break the rules.
I think we should just...
Kids always get the worst message.
I think we should just divvy up a bunch of, you know, underage drinking and just be done with it.
Kegger party.
Yeah, don't play in the game. Just go to the kegger.
Okay.
Take a pink whistle with you.
Are you ready, Bruce?
Now what?
I don't know. Am I?
In Naples, Florida. Troy
Where?
M.
Florida.
Troy M. Router has been arrested for drunk driving while wearing fluffy white bathroom slippers.
See, there. Here's another one of those. It's not bad enough to just be the drunk driving. He's got to wear the fluffy white slippers or a pirate outfit or something like that.
And it always happens in Florida.
Florida!
That's how you make the news.
Officials, and here's what these are actual quotes from the officers, the arresting officers. Officers say he had eyes like two meteorites on fire.
Wow. And are you sure the officers weren't drinking?
Well, I don't know.
It's Florida!
And that during the DUI tests, he, quote, swayed like a hula dancer on a tossing ship in a heavy sea. He could not remember his address, but claimed he lived around the corner.
Wow. That's hammered.
Down on the corner.
Out in the street.
Oh, look, she went there.
Willie and the Poor Boys are playing.
All right, I'm not going to go any farther.
I couldn't remember the next line, so.
Bring your nickels, can't be.
I was out on that one.
You had to say the next line. Now it's going to be stuck in my head. Okay.
I can start singing It's a Small World if you want.
Oh, no, please, no.
Okay.
Even worse. In Costa Mesa, California, a 57-year-old former real estate agent may face charges after she left the body of a homeless woman in her car for 10 months.
Was she okay?
What?
The homeless woman? She was dead.
Oh, that's bad.
You think there might be an odor to that?
I knew there was more to the story.
A bit of a pong.
Well, you know what? The homeless woman may have already had an odor.
Yeah.
The woman may be identified. They're not sure who she is.
Ants.
Not but anymore.
Ants are like Eureka.
She might have been an ant.
She probably was.
She might be identified because they've rehydrated one of her fingers and obtained a usable fingerprint. She was desiccated. She was desiccated and dried up.
Wow. You know what? I'm thinking that the ants are in there and they're like, we're going to eat like kings.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
They play pinochle on your snout. The car's driver told the homeless woman that she could sleep in her car, whereupon the homeless woman died and the driver was too afraid to call the police.
Wow.
Whew. Under the cash for clunkers deal, can you get $4,500 for it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Comes with the driver.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And that's the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Wow, that was awesome. Oh, my goodness, it's time for a commercial break.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Casa.
Welcome back.
De las Amigas. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Oh, for crying out. Didn't we already do that?
You could never get enough of certain things.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't say it again.
Kay. Welcome back.
To the same old place that you laughed about.
Stop. Okay, what's the topic?
So the names have all changed.
Stop it.
I'm shocked.
Okay, even I'm a little annoyed.
Good. At least somebody's on my team now.
We're team annoyed.
Sweet. Team America.
World Police.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Movie sucks.
It was great.
Did you see it, Shelley?
I was forced to watch parts of it because you were watching.
Oh, my God. I think it's funny as hell.
And we were straight.
Yeah. Oh, my God. On
Stone,
that would have been incredible.
It's like the remake of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Do you know that Cheech and Chong are on tour right now? Doing, like, the same bits they did, like, back in the day?
Do you think they're as funny?
Huh?
Do you think they're as funny?
No. I was stoned before, though, and it seemed funny then. Shelly doesn't find it funny at all. She was yawning. Boy.
What's the topic?
Well, wait, was that the one we were going to do? Boy meets girl on AA campus, or was there a different one?
Well, we are now because you just said it.
Well, you know, I can't remember. It was something else. Was it something else? Tell me.
That'll do.
Boy meets girl on AA campus.
But you start, Bruce.
We're not talking 13-step because that's old-timers going after newcomers. But what about the misery loves company? The misery loves company couple. You know,
there are many of them.
Well, you know, here you are. You just get in recovery. You're living your new life. You look over and she's there.
Oh.
Or you look over and
Shelly, how'd you feel when you saw her?
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I was already married, so don't look at me.
Yeah, so when you saw her,
Bruce wouldn't care if you saw her.
Wow. So
she's waving you on.
Shelly, you were sponsoring someone who is new in the program who got married.
Yes, she did. I mean, it turned out okay for her, but when she first came around, she was in that stage of the relationship where she's trying to get sober, and she's all confused, and her head's flying off in a million directions, and I told her, you know, she wasn't technically really with this person, and the relationship as it stood was causing her a lot of stress, and I said, well, then just stop. You know, don't see him right now. Right now you need to focus on your sobriety and yourself and, you know, getting your life back together. You know, start working some steps and stuff like that. And she promptly did not listen to me. It turned out okay for her, though, because she ended up marrying the guy and they're still married. And she's, as far as I know,
still
sober.
Married. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, like a year.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but still. Now, we know somebody in one of our meetings where a couple of new people, like, you know, less than 4 months, hook it up. And have you talked to this guy, Mark? This gentleman that is involved in this thing from last
night?
No. Because the thing that this guy told me, we're like, dude, what are you doing? And apparently he told me, he goes, yeah, my sponsors asked me the same thing. I'm like, so all the guys you've talked to with time have all said this is a bad idea. And, of course, what do? He starts justifying immediately. Well, this is different. Yeah, it's always different. That's what they always say. Mark, do you know any people that got involved when they were, like, you know, under a few months that stayed together and it all worked out bitching?
No.
I'm like, Mark's like, let me think. No. I don't know
Well,
either.
Those of you in your last 30 days of sobriety, please raise your hand.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I know a second couple that actually worked out. And she's still going to meetings and still sober, and so is he. And they met when she had, like, 30 days.
So then you think it's...
They're married.
So far you've given two examples where it's a good thing.
Where it worked out for him, yeah.
Everyone, get in as many relationships as you can your first year, because it's a good thing.
Well, no, most of the time...
pain is a great motivator.
Yeah, most of the time it doesn't work out. And that's why we tell people not to get in relationships.
Yeah.
I just happen to know two couples.
I don't know who the other one is. Do I know who the other one is?
No, you don't.
Oh.
Well, you know, boy meets girl on AA campus doesn't always have to just apply to newcomers.
No, true. That's true.
Yes, and in that case...
I got two stories. Which one you want to hear first?
Is it a good one and a bad one?
They're both mine.
Oh, they're both... Oh, let's hear them both.
I was 8 months...
Oh, I know this
clean.
One. This is a good one.
No, I don't know if you know this one.
Oh, uh-oh.
You know the second one.
Oh, okay.
I was 8 months clean... She moved into the area, had 7 months, figured that was close enough. We went to coffee after the Thursday night meeting. We were sitting at Denny's, a group of us.
Yes.
She started sharing about how she hadn't gotten laid in sobriety.
Mark said,
I was the closest one.
Mark said, would you like a serenity injection?
Mm-hmm.
I will share my experience, strength, and length with you.
She followed me home. We started off on a fantastic whirlwind relationship. About six weeks later, they picked her to be the speaker in a meeting. I heard her story.
And you went, oh crap.
Oh, boy. I'm out.
He says, I immediately went to the doctor's office and was tested.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
So
I have heard that one, actually.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and what's the other one?
All, the other one is, I was 2 years sober.
Wow.
Girl took a year cake. The Thursday night meeting was bad for me. It really was.
It sounds like it was pretty good for you, actually.
Okay, it worked out.
I mean, depending
on
how you look at it.
So,
score!
Yep. We met. We married. Found out really quick that one of the attractions we had was there was a big battle going on in CA at the time. We were on the same side of the battle. I didn't realize that she just liked to battle. So once that battle went away,
it was all about you.
It was all about me. So we battled for 4 years, and I left.
Wow. You know what's funny? I should know who these people are if they went to that meeting.
The first one was before you.
And?
And then since I've had you, I didn't want anybody else.
Clearly. I'm the best he ever had.
Official you.
So. I'm shocked.
I'm odd.
I'm annoyed.
Okay.
Perfect.
So those were my two boy meets girl on AA campus. I decided at that point that no more AA campus meetings for me.
Now, for instance, this one gentleman we were talking about before, Roger, of course, with my sponsor with 26 years, just immediately laying this guy out about it. And so when I'm talking to this guy, he's like saying what his sponsor said about it. And then I'm like laying into him about it. I'm like, have you noticed that everyone with time is telling you this is a bad idea? And he wants to, justify and whatever. And I'm like, the problem is, and it's clear, there's a ton of wreckage in this relationship. Like, we're not going to say who it is, but the one person is not exactly out of their previous relationship. There's a bunch of wreckage over there. And this guy was telling me, he's like, it's clear that all these bad things are happening over there. And I had to tell him a story about my ex-wife and I. And my ex-wife used to talk smack about her ex. And he's this drug addict, and he's this, and he's that. And all I ever heard was her side of the story. And then when she went out in a spectacular fashion, I had to call this guy and say, hey, I have your three kids here, and I don't know what to do with them because she's gone. And the first thing he said to me is, oh, so she did it to you too. And all of a sudden, all the bad things I thought about this guy for a long time, I'm thinking, wait a minute. She just did exactly the same thing to me that she did to him before. And when I told this guy that story, I'm like, you got to remember that sometimes you got to walk a mile in someone else's moccasins. And you know what? They tell you don't get in any new relationships and don't get out any old relationships in your first year. Because you know what? There's nothing
sweeter. I have all the sex you want.
Well, there's nothing sweeter than when you first get in recovery and you got this new life and everything's going great and you meet her or him and you're like, wow, it's the rush of newfound love. And it's like, some of these people have other lives on the side that you may not know that much about. And it's a lot of wreckage to start out with.
Sober sex isn't anything we know a whole lot about when we come into the program.
No, but it's good.
Yeah.
Getting as many relationships as you can your first year, because there's a lot of growth and pain.
Yeah.
Either grow or you go. Right, Shelly?
Yep.
You had a relationship in your first year.
A friend of mine came up to me in the meeting after I started dating the woman I married and then divorced, and he said, He goes, I went out with her for a while.
Oops.
I says, yeah. He goes, yeah. He goes, I read an article in Playboy magazine. I said, I didn't know there were articles in Playboy magazine.
Yeah. What?
You really? Really?
I know there's cartoons.
Yeah. You read an article. He goes, yeah, it told me that when you date a woman, that you should really pay attention to how she treats the waiter. Because however she treats the waiter is how she's going to treat you in 3 months.
Is she going to blow the waiter?
Well, that would be the answer.
I'm just asking the question. Because
he says she was really rude to the waiter. So he didn't wait around for the 3 months to see if she'd be rude to him. He just took Hugh Hefner's advice. Of course, if you're going to take advice about relationships, that's where you'd go.
The question is...
Yes.
No, I shouldn't ask the question. Anyway, was he the head waiter? I'm just checking.
the one with the dirty knees?
Yeah. Shelly.
Yes?
What would be your final words on Boy Meets Girl on AA Camps? What do you... You know, not 13-stepping... I'm not talking about 13-stepping. We're not talking about old-timers with newcomers. We're talking about newcomers with newcomers.
I think that it's that the whole Boy Meets Girl thing is a case of switching addictions again, because it's just a way of, you know, when we take drugs or drink or whatever, we're using something else to avoid focusing on ourselves.
Ooh.
And you get into a relationship early on in your sobriety because you're in a lot of pain to begin with, and you don't want to look at yourself, which is exactly what you need to do. You need to focus on yourself and on getting your crap together, working your steps. And instead of doing that work, it's easier to just get involved in a relationship, because then you don't have to, you can be focused on someone else.
That is excellently put. Because I'm glad I know you, because I wouldn't have thought of that.
And I think it's a bad idea. Now, I was already in a relationship, and I was married when I got sober.
Yeah, poor you.
And I did not get out of that relationship. And I'm really glad I didn't, because then once I was more capable of focusing on something outside of myself, the relationship turned out really well.
There you go.
So...
She told me I was cute like 10 times today.
Four
times today. That was four times more than yesterday.
You're awful cute.
It's five. She's trying to get the brownie points. Mark.
Can I have a quarter? Go to the movies?
Yeah. We got to get a room.
What?
What are your final words on Boy Meets Girl on AA Campus?
Women are evil.
You know?
What?
I can't really argue with that. I mean, in general, not everybody. In general.
Wow, your cuteness just went right out the window.
It sure did.
Bruce just got the official hairy eyeball from me.
Wow, what the guy saying? The eyes were like meteors?
Yeah. Like two meteors on fire.
Yeah, yeah, that was
It was like a laser.
That was laser.
Fire shot from her eye sockets.
Yeah, Bill Cosby. Chocolate cake for breakfast. Awesome.
It has eggs. It has flour. It has all
that
stuff.
Breakfast. It's breakfast. That's a great bit. I've never heard that. It's probably on YouTube somewhere or something. It's a great bit.
Bill Cosby himself.
Chocolate cake for breakfast. My feeling is that bad idea. Newcomers, what I've always told people is it's hard enough for one of you guys to stay sober. One of you is almost for sure going to go out. And misery loves company.
I don't even think that just applies to newcomers.
Well, misery loves company anyway.
I just think that once you go out, you get together with somebody in the program, now you're responsible for two sobrieties, and one's hard enough.
There you go. Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't count. You're already together.
We have any friends back east?
We have Bruce.
The other white meat.
At the 12stepgazette.com. That's the number 12stepgazette.com.
Or the 1 and the 2 if you can't find the number 12 on your keyboard.
You can go and
press
look
the any key.
You can read his... Oh, my God, I'm never going to get through this. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
Subscription?
prescription.
Sweet.
He'll strap it to the back of a burro, point it in your direction, and slap it on the ass.
Burrex.
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 When you absolutely positively don't need it anytime soon.
We have intherooms.com.
We do.
That's where you can join the A of your choice.
A.
You can listen to speaker tapes. You can join groups like Friends of Recovery 101. You can go to online meetings.
Can a boy meet girl?
Huh?
Can a boy meet girl?
I'm sure you could.
On the In the Rooms campus?
I'm sure there's some of that there. It's all absolutely free.
Don't do it.
It's a bargain at triple the price. Mark, do we have any videos?
We do. YouTube.com/EasyLook and YouTube.com/Recovery101, Rule 62.
Sweet, Shelly.
Yes?
didn't mean to bring you out of your coma. Do we have any email addresses?
The meds are hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Flipping topics?
Yes, please send us topics. We would love to have some.
Otherwise, you're going to listen to this every week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Sweet.
You can write to us at recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Sweet.
What else?
Oh.
What?
12-Step Music Fest.
Going on probably right now.
12stepmusicfest.com.
Dot?
Com! Well, actually, even if it's over for this year, which I don't believe it will be, you'll be able to start looking in just like another month or so, and you'll start seeing what they're going to be doing for next year.
Now, Bruce, where are they holding that at?
They're holding it at the Coa Campground.
Where's that at?
Just north of Key West, Florida.
Where?
Florida!
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to see that in a story. Remember who else is from Florida? Steve. I think the lawnmower guy is from like the Panhandle. The guy who gets a DUI on the lawnmower?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Anyway, that's coming up. Artie Kornfeld, the creator of Woodstock, is going to be there. Mark Lundholm, addiction comedy guy, is going to be there. And Chuck Negron
from Three Dog Night.
By the way, Shelley.
What, Bruce? Oh, I didn't sound like Shelley.
Yes?
Who's the lead-out music by?
8 Days Clean.
Well, you always go with the easy one.
God.
I told them that we might make them Recovery Band of the Month for November, so they should send us like a previously unreleased MP3.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
Oh. And we're totally at the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
But just before we go.
What? Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
The Titans won. Our official Recovery 101 team won today.
Yeah, by the time this show goes up, hopefully they won again. Yeah.
Yes, hopefully they've won lots of times. It was a major comeback victory.
Yeah, my Bears didn't do so good today.
They finished second again.
You know what?
What?
They finished second a lot lately.
They do.
Normally that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
But not when there's only two participants.
I mean, how would you feel if we were second in the ratings?
Yeah, awesome.
See?
Awesome.
There's,
unless
there
was only, unless there was only two shows. Then I wouldn't feel so good about it.
Yeah.
Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
We'll take care of you.
I'm shocked.
Maud.
I'm annoyed.